science oversimplified. I gave a oversimplified science lesson about sleeping and your brain cleaning out the junk or healing itself. That's good. And it's an oversimplified way. Sleep is good. Sleep is good for you. Here's another oversimplified way of looking at science. There are, not just, but there are introverts and there are extroverts in the world. Introverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and they can sing and they can electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Introverts can be great one-on-one and great in large groups. Extroverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Extroverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. The big difference between introverts and extroverts, though, is what energizes them. Oversimplified, introverts are energized by solitude. Extroverts are energized by the crowd. And there are times when introverts can be energized by a crowd, and there are times when an extrovert can be energized by solitude. Because personality, psychology, they're not exact things to figure out. They're not easy to completely figure out. Folks don't tend to fit into exact personality descriptions. People aren't that simple. The descriptions of Jesus in the New Testament, they show someone who was great with a crowd. Sermon on the Mount, Beatitudes, all that stuff. They show someone who was great in small groups and one-on-one. A small group of 12 or maybe a few more sometimes. They show someone who could very well have been energized by the crowd. They also definitely show someone who needed time away in solitude and prayer. That's an oversimplified description of Jesus. Sometimes the crowd can just suck the life out of you. In today's reading, Jesus was tired. He'd been talking, he'd been healing, people were following everywhere. I can imagine the pace and the crowds. They might have been sucking the life right out of him. Instead of being energized by the crowd and the hoopla, Jesus needed to recharge. He needed to get away from it all. So he disappeared. He went away from it all to a deserted place. He probably breathed deep and looked inward, looked around, and just enjoyed the blessed solitude. And he prayed. And the disciples didn't get it. They hunted for him. They had a schedule to keep. They had people to please. They found him. They even scolded him. Everyone is looking for you. I can imagine the words that were spoken, not with care and concern, but rather with, I'm tearing my hair out and you're not helping anything, kind of emotions. And in this situation, right during the children's sermon, what did Jesus say? Maybe Jesus did say something that wasn't so nice, that just wasn't written down. Can you imagine? I mean, I can imagine a better response, or a typical response to, hey, everyone's looking for you, is, so? Let everyone just chill for a minute. I need a break. Leave me alone for a little while. I'll find you when I'm ready. That's a human response, right? Maybe Jesus wanted to say that. I don't know. Thinking he probably did. Maybe he wanted to say something stronger. But instead, I imagine that Jesus took a deep breath. And then he said, all right, let's go. Let's go to some of the smaller places. I think those folks need to hear all this too. And I need a break. I know that Jesus found a little more time along the way to rejuvenate by traveling to the smaller places where folks hadn't yet heard so much of him. He wasn't being surrounded by so many people. Good for him. Good for any of us when we can take some time and rest. It really does heal our brain. So I wonder, are there times, are there places, are there life situations where your energy is just being sucked dry? And do you need to get away from it all? take a deep breath and experience the rejuvenating solitude? That was the headline on the Friday email. You notice that there? Right on the top of the email. Take a deep breath. Experience the rejuvenating solitude. Think for a minute. I'm just going to be quiet for just 10, 20 seconds. What is sucking the life out of you? Then what do you think about the words from Jesus? Said right after he was scolded by the disciples trying to get away from it all. Here's how this morning's reading, kind of paraphrased, might go. Let's go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. It's necessary for any person to get away from it all. Take a deep breath. Experience this rejuvenating solitude. Doesn't matter, extrovert, introvert, somewhere in between, we all need at least some time of getting away from it all. I find that some of the most rejuvenating solitude comes along with me and an instrument, a guitar in my hand. Maybe it looks different for you. I don't know what it is. Music is magical for me. But whatever it is that helps you to get away from it all, it's good to do that. Just be for a little bit. Every day, at least several times a week. And while it is very important to get away from it all and just be, hey, it's also important to do, right? That's what we are called. We are called to be and to do. We're called to be love in the world. We need solitude, but we also, as the church, as people, as scouts, we are called to do, to help other people, to be agents of healing in the world, to be love and kindness. Do what? St. Paul's mission statement, in response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. So we continually seek God's vision. We do good. We care for one another. We attend to one another. We gather together as community, worshiping together, preparing to go out. We advocate for peace and justice. We offer an extravagant welcome and radical hospitality to all. We study and we grow in faith. We remember and we pay attention, especially to those who always seem to be forgotten, rejected, and exploited. These are the ways of Jesus. These are the ways of the church. These are the ways of all of us. So, let's be agents of love among the crowds. Let's be agents of love in the small groups. Let's be agents of love one-on-one, in solitude. Let's let no one feel as if they are deserted. Amen.